hear from Billy about his decision that he made and that he decided that he would no longer be playing basketball at Penn State.
Billy, people along the course of their lifetime have to make tough decisions. Explain the decision and what you told your teammates last night.
Well, you know, I've had a tough stretch of things here with concussions and head issues, and every time I was about to get back, it feels like, you know, my legs were taken out from under me, and I ended up having to start building up again. And at this point in the season, at this point in my career, I find it kind of selfish to, it can't be a transition period. I want to be 100% for my team because I know they'll give me 100% no matter what. And to go out there and not be able to give it my all is unfair to them. It's unfair to the coaches. They're a great team, and I want the best for them.
I know you love this team, you love this staff, and you love the game. How difficult was the decision?
It's still killing me. And, you know, probably for the rest of my life, I'm going to just want to play one more game or anything like that. But if you had to make a decision like that with any group of guys, this is the group of guys to do it with. And, you know, they're all supporting me. They're loving me up, and it's great to have them here.
How will you approach the rest of the season as one of the captains on this team?
Well, I'm still going to be at practice every day. I'll still be on the bench wearing my uniform. And, you know, I'm going to basically be doing everything I did normally, just no contact stuff. I'm going to do everything I can to learn, teach, point out things the guys got to do, and absorb everything coach is saying. But I'm just going to be, everything's going to be the same except I will not be on the court.
Billy, on behalf of everyone associated with Penn State basketball, thank you for all the contributions you've made so far.
Thank you, Steve, and thank you, Penn State.